This is the fifth time around, right?
Yeah, fifth time.
Right. Okay. And let's see here. We've got a couple of guests in the studio who are going to talk with us about just that. And I'm really excited to have you guys here as soon as I scroll over here and find out what the heck I'm talking about. All right. Here we go. Okay. We've got Isolanda and Sandy Birch with us. Okay.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Morning.
Fantastic.
All right. So what's the deal with the seeds? Why do they need to be freed?
Well, Free the Seeds is really a fair that teaches folks how to grow their vegetables, save the seeds from those vegetables, replant them. And the idea is that eventually we've developed locally adapted plants for our Flathead Valley.
So basically, if they grow here, then the seeds that they give us ought to be a good reason for us to continue to grow them.
That's right, exactly.
All right. So how do we get seeds off of a vegetable? Let's say, for example, a head of lettuce.
So lettuce is actually one of the easier ones to save.
That's why I chose that.
Yeah, good job.
Simple.
Especially because it tends to bolt or go to seed pretty in the heat. And so once it does, once your lettuce stops tasting good and it develops flowers and sets those seeds, really all you have to do is do nothing and let it stay in your garden. And once those seeds have formed, you just harvest them and you can give them to us and we'll process them, or you can look up how to take the husks off of those seeds and then replant them.
See, son of a gun, I've never even seen a lettuce seed. I've never let the lettuce go that long. So
exactly. All you have to do is be lazy.
You know, I haven't been able to do it here, but back in Washington State, when I lived back in Western Washington, I could grow lettuce. I had a nice big garden out back and raised a bed and everything. And man, I'd come home at night and I'd just go out there and I'd whack off a head of lettuce and bring it in and make a salad, and it was so delicious.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It really does, mm-hmm. Yeah. It just all of a sudden, you know, you don't even need salad dressing on it anymore. It's that delicious.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So one of the things they're going to be learning, and Sandy is going to be leading a lot of this effort, is actually how do you harvest those seeds? And you know, like she said, you can give them to us and we can help, you know, take the husks off for the lettuce seeds. But there are a lot of other much easier to save seeds, even like tomatoes and peppers, which we'll walk you through how to do that at the fair as well.
Hmm. You have a secret on keeping the deer from eating my tomatoes? They've been enjoying them every year for me.
And I haven't been.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. With corn, is it the actual corn kernel that is the seed?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh.
So you let it dry out and you take them off. How many do you have to put in when you're planting? I mean, one or two?
Yeah, it depends on the quality of the seeds or how old they are, how well they're going to germinate.
Depends on where you got the corn from, I guess, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff you get in the store is probably GMO.
Yes.
Exactly. That's why we're making a big push to have open pollinated seeds, is because that way you know when you plant them that they're going to grow into the plant that you want to have.
So these are the things we're going to get to learn, for example, how to process the seeds and how to harvest them and everything. But what about pests? Now, I know you can't do anything about deer, but what about the other kind of pests? Boy, they got to my apples last year bad.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the workshops that we're going to be doing is how can you actually have a pest-free garden? And Patty Armbruster, who's a genius presenter, she's fantastic. She will be doing a workshop on exactly that topic. And I will leave it to her to give you the great tips on that because she's so much better at it than I am.
Okay.
And we'll import some ant eaters, I suppose.
Yeah, but then they might eat something else, Rob.
Okay.
And mushrooms, not the kind that send you on a trip in crazy colors, but real mushrooms that you can put on salads and cook into food and things like that.
Yeah, Sean Dyer is going to be doing a workshop on cultivating mushrooms at home. So it's something that I really don't know much about myself, and I'm excited to learn about it.
And I'm raising chickens. Is there an easy way?
Yeah, well, Lindy Dewey is going to give us a shot at telling us what she did and chicken tractors and how she made it work for her herb farm. So come by and learn all the tips.
Go over and get some baby chicks and bring them home and feed them, and all of a sudden you got eggs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unless they're all roosters.
Yeah, you got to check first, right?
You got a problem there. Okay.
The other thing that I really would like to spend a little time talking about is composting, because we have so much waste, and just to throw it in the garbage, it just doesn't seem right when we can actually process it and turn it into gardener's gold.
Definitely, yeah. Compost is amazing, and we have a few different classes on that. So there's going to be a building your own compost tumbler, also a worm bin class. So how to have worms eat your food scraps. Basically, you can keep that in your house, and that's super convenient. And I'll also be teaching a class on compost tea, which is a really interesting garden
compost
amendment.
Compost tea?
Mm-hmm. It's basically you translate compost the benefits of compost into water, and that way you can spread a lot of those you can spread those benefits out in your garden much less money.
So, all right. Mm-hmm. And this is the 5th annual Feed the Seeds, which is coming up this Saturday at Flathead Valley Community College. You're going to start out in the big arts and tech building, and I would imagine there's some other activities around there as well. Talk with us a little about the new tool swap you got this year.
Yeah, so our theme this year is recovery. We're really looking to close the gaps in our community food system. But on that theme, as I was looking at my garage, and I have all these great garden tools that I've tried and haven't worked out for my garden, but could definitely work for somebody else. So we had the idea that we'll try this year to do a tool swap. People can bring in their clean and good condition tools, and you'll get tickets for the approximate value of the tool, basically one ticket per dollar kind of thing. And then you can swap with other folks who bring their items. And if you have really big, unwieldy items, you can just take a picture and put the information right on the table.
Like a wheelbarrow or something like that?
Yeah. Or, some people have asked about bringing in unused bags of mulch. Well, we probably don't need to bring them all
into FCC. Probably not,
yeah. Somebody's got to take them out again, yeah.
Exactly. Right. So that's what's happening.
Wow. I think one thing that's kind of exciting to me here is to learn how to convert leftovers into soil. That's a kind of a composting thing, or is that something different?
Potato peels or something? I don't know.
Yeah, so definitely part of that is composting. But I think that composting is really important for breaking down your food scraps.
That's something that I've never really thought much of is, we do, the organic things, but what about spaghetti and meatballs?
We can do that too.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so worms don't compost that, but there are other methods of composting that will break down pretty much any food waste.
Right. And this is all free.
All free.
All free.
Every bit of it. Mm-hmm.
Price
all
is right. Right.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's coming up this Saturday, right?
Right. Tell us what time it all gets started and what do we need to know to be there.
All you need to do is show up at 9:00. The workshops start at 10:00, and they'll be running all day. We'll also have kids activities for kids 8 and older. If you're younger than 8, if your child is younger than 8, you have to come with them. But 8 and older, you can leave there, sign them in, and sign them out while you go to your workshops. We're also having over 30 community booths in the downstairs area and the big exhibit hall. So there'll be lots of folks to talk to, and we have food trucks. So we'll feed you while you're there.
All right. Boy, that sounds fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much. Issa and Sandy, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope everybody shows up.